Well, we really like this guy. And anybody that doesn't like Bill de Blasio is a friend of ours. We don't care what you've done in your lifetime. He could be the worst person God ever created. But if you don't like Bill de Blasio and Jimmy O'Neill, we like you. He happens to be a very good guy, though. He is the president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association. Ed Mullins, of course, has come under some fire for some of the things he said about Bill de Blasio, including an all-out war on this mayor, which, again, we congratulate you for. We commend you for that. Took some guts, but somebody's got to say it because he has literally destroyed this city almost by himself. So with that said, here he is, our buddy Ed Mullins. Good morning, Ed. How are
morning,
you, pal?
Ed. Good morning.
Welcome to the Bernie and Sid Show.
Pleasure to have you. Pleasure. Yes.
So as I just said, Bernie and I are critical, and Bo Deedle, who was here earlier, I know you know Bo very well, of the mayor almost every single day because really on a daily basis something happens in this city that goes directly back to him that he screwed up. Everything from dirt in the street to something even more serious like the assassination of two cops. It all goes back to Bill de Blasio. So with that said, do you have any remorse, any regrets over some of the things you've said about this mayor?
No. I thumbed it down on all of them.
Love it.
I'm a kid who grew up in the city. I served in the city for 38 years.
Where in the city grew up?
We thank you.
Right in Greenwich Village.
Okay.
You know, unfortunately, I can't afford to live in this city anymore, but it's a great city. If you travel anywhere in the world, you know, the dream sheet for people to take a vacation and see things is New York City. And to have seen the city of New York from the 80s and growing up as a kid and being a cop in the 80s and the crack wars and the homicides and the guns and the violence that was in the streets, to see what's occurring now as a matter of neglect and failed leadership is completely wrong. This mayor has a different agenda. He's out of town. He's out of touch. He does not relate to the people. Contrary to what he says about we're on top of this and on top of that, he's given the people of New York City the royal hand job because it's not happening. And I get tons of emails, tons of messages, not just from cops, but from the general public at large. I think we can all see the homeless in the street. We mm-hmm. see the increase in crime. 2 months in a row, 20% increase in crime in New York City. We have a 35% increase in robberies, 19% increase in shootings, and a 64% increase in grand larceny autos, which we're now seeing vehicles back on the milk crates that we saw back in
right.
the 80s.
Okay? Right. Next thing, we're going to have stray dogs in the streets again.
Well, that's like in different parts of the city we have it. Yeah. So that all being said, who's in charge? Right. You can't say that you don't know about it. You can't say that we're working on it because whatever you're doing is not working.
Right. No, he's setting the tone, obviously. And the president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association, Ed Mullins, in studio on the Bernie and Sid Show, he ran on an anti-cop agenda. He then got in office, and during the Hands Up, Don't Shoot hoax, he actually went out and said that he told his son, he told the city that he told his son that the cops are racist. Be careful. And then, of course, two cops were assassinated. And then he sort of hid behind Cardinal Dolan, and he licked his wounds a little bit, and he pulled it back. Then he goes on a debate stage this past summer, and he doubles down on the same comments on the debate stage.
Correct.
I mean, for political expedience, he throws the cops under the bus.
Right.
So after and after a summer of disrespect with the water bucket incidences and all these things, he did that. And so you were understandably furious when you came out with the tweets against him, do not visit us in the hospitals after a cop got hurt. And so it's, I mean, to me, again, as Sid said before, we applaud you for that and thank you for it.
Well, thank you for the support. You know, in 38 years, at 33 years in the NYPD, we had one police officer assassinated, Eddie Burns, and that was a week ago that happened. Since he's been mayor, we've had five attempts, three completed assassinations. And what you're talking about, you know, going back to the hands up, don't shoot, you know, rhetoric that
the
went
hoax,
on.
Yes.
You know, he did nothing to stop that. We had cops being assaulted on the bridges. We had disruptions in the city. He ran on the anti-police campaign. And what you said about the debate, he doubled down again. And, you know, his talk with his son, I'll give him, you can talk to your son any way you want. But you're now selling community policing to the people of New York and how diverse this department is. So my question is, have you had that talk with your son to tell him how good the cops are?
That's a great point.
And I don't think that's happened. And if he did, he should say that.
He's never done that.
Because the men and women in this department, the NYPD, they're out there right now, and we're dealing with coronavirus across the nation, and these cops are putting their lives on the line for 8 million people in the city of New York, and they deserve the respect, They deserve the leadership from this mayor, and until it happens, he shouldn't get a free pass.
And the majority, minority.
Right.
And the cops who were assassinated were Asian, Hispanic.
This department's well diverse, okay? And they're all races that have been assassinated.
Right.
The people in this city and the poor communities and minority communities, they want the police there. There's a misunderstanding of what's occurring with the news media. We take the soundbite and we sell it, but we don't tell the truth that 80% of the general population in this city, especially in the poorer communities, want the police.
No question.
What they do want is to not just be stopped every time there's a kid running down a block. Right. And you can't blame them for that.
No.
Ed Mullins joining us right here. And we'll get back to de Blasio and the verbiage that actually is getting you into some hot water, which I'm okay with. So is Bernie.
So am I.
Yeah. But Jimmy O'Neill, here's a guy, you know, and I met him only once, one time at the Atlas Dinner. My buddy Mike Sullivan from Brooklyn told me what a great guy he is, Marine Park guy, Brooklyn guy. And he said to me the other day, he goes, Sid, I'm coming on your show this week. I'm coming. Never came on the show. He's a coward. And we thought he did a very bad job, especially with the Daniel Pantaleo case. That was ridiculous. Like, I never should have been fired. You've been equally as critical of O'Neill as you have been de Blasio. Two things. Do you really feel that he was that bad a commissioner? And then what do you think of Dermot Shea, who took over?
Jimmy O'Neill is the worst police commissioner this department had.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow.
I've been in this department for 38 years. I've been through somewhere in the area of 10 to 12 commissioners. Jimmy O'Neill woke up one day and was crowned king. And the next thing, he didn't realize what I need to do to be a commissioner. He was Bratton's boy. When he was in the police academy, he did all the videos for Bratton's wife. And that was his connection to be the police commissioner. It's all about continuity and access.
Was
to
he a
MIPD.
Good cop before? Was he?
I didn't work with him. Everybody said he was a good guy.
He was a transit cop. Yeah.
He was a street guy supposedly, but he forgot where he came from. He threw Pantaleo under the bus. He threw Sergeant Barry under the bus.
Yep.
He did it to Kizzy Adonis. He didn't have the fortitude to stick to his principles, and he sold the cops and the NYP down the drain. And where does that leave Commissioner Shea? All the policies that O'Neill put in place are now unraveling because he did the mayor's bidding. Poor Shea gets hit with the bail reform on top of it. So you got a police department that's frozen. Police don't want to engage in the general public because they don't get the backing from this mayor or from the previous commissioner. No one knows where this is going to stand right now. So Shea, who I think is really trying to do what's right, is kind of caught in the crosshairs of a mess that's been left to him. Wow.
Yes, no, listen, for years I spoke on this microphone and said Jimmy O'Neill, he was de Blasio's stooge. In other words, he didn't speak with passion when stuff happened to the police officers, especially last summer with the bucket. He never spoke with, he never got angry, where Dermot Shea seems to speak with a little bit of passion. And for example, you had the, remember the lady selling the churros in the subway?
Right.
And this one lady decided that this shrill millennial decides to videotape the whole thing and then heckle the cops, and the poor cops have to take that from them. I mean, this is the atmosphere that O'Neill and de Blasio have fostered. It's disrespect for the police officers, and who can blame them for not wanting to be more proactive in this environment?
He sent the wrong message. He did de Blasio's bidding. We saw it when we had the shooting up in the 43rd precinct with Sergeant Barry. He had an elderly 66-year-old mentally ill woman with a long history of you know, bipolar background swing a baseball bat at his head, and O'Neill's position was we failed. What O'Neill didn't tell everyone is that this was political. There was a meeting that followed right after that. The mayor's press people gave him the statements of what to say, and he cowered down and threw this sergeant right to a grand jury for trying to defend his life.
Right. Prejudge the case.
Yeah, Ed Mullins is the president of the Sergeant's Benevolent Association. Again, you're in a bit of trouble here because you said we are declaring war on Bill de Blasio. And that's a pretty, you know, pretty harsh statement. Again, we're happy about it. We're okay with it. But you may be able to see where people get a little upset with that. Now, you said you've doubled down. You did back on February 9th. Here's your opportunity to triple down or maybe say, well, maybe that was a bit rough.
I'm sticking with the cops. The cops deserve the respect. I'm not backing down. You know,
so you
I can triple down.
War, when you say declare
listen,
war,
when you look
specific.
Up declare war, it's a battle between two states.
Okay?
Okay, people say it all the time. In fact, back in 2011, de Blasio declared war on the landlords in New York City, slumlords. So in many ways, it's a figure of speech. They opened an internal affairs investigation. Internal affairs really has other things to do, but let's look at the fact that they went and used the Freedom Patriot Act on a New York Post reporter. They've overextended themselves. They should be more worried about the corruption that occurred in the pistol licensing division and what took place all the way up the food chain than worried about Ed Mullins and his right to free speech. They want to sit in front of my house, I'll buy them lunch. I really don't care.
Yeah, I love it. Ed Mullins, president of the Sergeant Benevolence Association. Look, most of the people who are victimized by these liberal policies on the part of Andrew Cuomo with the no cash bail law, on sanctuary city laws that Bill de Blasio has put into place. You guys can't follow the law, the federal law, because they won't allow you to. We had a 92-year-old woman, Maria Fuertes. She was raped and she was beaten to death on a Queen Street, left to die on a cold Queen Street because of Bill de Blasio's policies. Even though the NYPD wants to work with the feds, Bill de Blasio won't allow it. So not only does he have the blood of assassinated police officers on his hand, he has the blood of this 92-year-old woman and all the other victims in the minority community that are, again, victimized because of Cuomo's policies and de Blasio's policies. So, I mean, it's a disaster from the top down. And I don't know, how do we get out of it, Ed?
Well, you know, there should be accountability for that, right? We have a 92-year-old woman that was raped and murdered because of a policy that the mayor refuses to participate in. You know, he just lost in his bid for sanctuary cities. The Trump administration won a lawsuit. They can withhold federal funds.
Yeah, thank
so
God.
Ultimately, the responsibility now comes down to the mayor. He's either going to cooperate with ICE or he's not going to cooperate with ICE. And, you know, for the record, ICE isn't just grabbing illegal people that are here, you know, trying to get a living. They're grabbing criminals.
Right.
And they're law enforcement, and they're putting their lives on the line. And contrary to his policy of the NYPD not working with ICE, cops are working with ICE.
Yeah.
They're talking to ICE. We support ICE. And if no one will go out with ICE, I'll be happy to go out with ICE. I'm not going to follow his policy and leave cops
on the
line.
There you go. Listen, last one, and you're great. We do. We're huge fans of yours, really. It takes a lot of courage to do what you're doing, and we appreciate that. This is a hard question, but I'll throw it out to you anyway. If you had to guess a percentage, Ed Mullins, a percentage of how many of the cops in this city really dislike Bill de Blasio, I mean hate his guts, what would you say the number is?
99.9.
Come on. Wow. That high?
I can tell you that people within his security detail don't like working for him.
Well, I can tell you this. He had people in the security detail that my
more
wife,
leaks than the Titanic.
There's someone
right?
My wife is actually, Kevin
right.
is Dietrich's attorney and a bunch of others,
sure.
actually.
Right.
And he treated them like garbage.
Right.
So, but you're telling me 99.9%.
They have no respect for him at all. And that's the truth. I'm sure there's a few people that like him. There's probably a few people who feel sorry for him. But he's lost the respect of the NYPD, contrary to what everyone else is going to try to sell you. I'm in the NYPD. I talk to everybody. That's what's happening.
Listen, Sid and I do this all the time. We just talk to random police officers in the street. They agree with your assessment right there. And just one other question. He's not going to be the mayor forever after 2021. Eric Adams, he was formerly a police officer, I forget the name of the organization that he ran, some black organization.
100 Blacks in Law Enforcement.
Okay, that. And so how do you feel about Eric Adams becoming mayor of New York City with his police background?
I get along with Eric. I like Eric. But, you know, we're going to have an election, so we'll see where it goes. I think, you know, Eric's politics have changed from years past. The question is, who's going to take control of the city? Who's going to do what's right for the people of this city? And part of that is you need a police department that's going to enforce the laws. You need education that's going to make sure kids can read when they're in the the 12th grade.
Yeah.
You know, so the person that does that is the person that we need to look at. And, you know, to be honest, I know you always get the battle of cops and firemen, but we're watching people, you know, die in fires. The fire department here, they do a great job. And they're out there, you know, they too are out handling people with the coronavirus and stuff like that hopefully doesn't happen yet.
New York's finest, New York's bravest.
Yeah.
I mean, we're lucky to have you guys.
Keep up the rhetoric. Don't back down, which you're not going to, obviously. You've tripled down, quadrupled down. So thank you so much for being a real New Yorker and a pro cop guy, and we're huge fans of you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ed Mullins, Sergeant Mullins, the president of the Sergeant Benevolent Association. We'll take a short break. More of Bernie and Sid right after these words.
You have the opinion. We have the radio station. This is Talk Radio 77 WABC.